Just two best friends accidentally starting a podcast. Just out here doing our best.
Being spooky and beautiful at the same time.
I'm Megan.
I'm Nola.
And we are the Dead Magnolias. Christmas. It's going to be stuck in my head for the rest of my life if I don't get it out now.
Want an adult, no dinky dinker toys. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy.
Yes.
Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher said a hippo is a vegetarian. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only hippopotamus will do. Oh my god, I've had way too much goddamn coffee today.
I haven't. I'm just running on fumes. Christmas fumes.
Holly Welcome. Jolly fumes.
Oh no, I'm not. You know what? Actually, maybe we'll roll with it. If not, I'll just cut it up.
Now you're okay. In here, so we gotta start over.
Damn it. I will.
You're dumb.
Maybe.
Welcome to our Christmas
Can we start
mini-sode.
Over? Can we do it again?
Maybe. Do you want to sing?
I don't know.
Oh, you're just really insecure now.
Yes.
Yeah, because she found out you were recording. I knew it. I just went for it. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Oh yeah. You ready? You feeling that Christmas vibe already, Megan?
Give me another couple days, but I'm getting there.
Oh yeah.
That was me getting amped up.
We're getting fucking pumped, y'all.
Like very. And a little too much.
Yes.
Maybe.
I
don't know. I get a little extra around the holidays, so.
Yes. I think Christmas is so fun because it's, like, it's so, there is a lot of, like, you know, that boring joy stuff and just, like, general merriment. But then the creepy Christmas stuff is so fucking good.
Good Christmas movies.
Because it, like, clashes. You know, you don't expect it. You're like, oh, Halloween's over. My spooky's gone.
Yeah, right.
But no!
Thank you, spook enthusiasts.
Yes, thank you for providing us with a holiday horror setup all year round. Need it. So.
I just think of Laura like Gilmore whenever snow starts happening, though. Because everything's magical when it snows.
I mean, it is.
That's how I feel. That's the only reason that I don't hate snow. Thank you, Gilmore Girls, for changing my outlook on the cold.
Oh, yeah. So, getting ready for the holidays.
Yep. Mom, you know, very busy.
You know me. I have movies set up for, like, every season.
She really does.
That I have to watch all year round. Like, beginning of the summer, I fucking watch a Goofy movie and Dazed and Confused, because it's, like, the last day of school. End of the summer, watch Dirty Dancing. September onto Halloween, fucking everything.
Everything.
Everything. Horror. And, like, Coraline and Addams Family and Addams Family Values. Beetlejuice, yeah. That shit. And then I used to think there was a dead zone in the holidays, but then I found that there's a subgenre of Christmas horror movies, and we had, like, holiday horror movie nights, and it has just livened up my winter holidays.
What's the movie with the snowman that kills people?
Jack Frost.
Isn't there, like, a good Jack Frost movie, though?
Yes.
And then there's the sinister one.
And then there's the sinister one, yes.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
But it's, like, kind of weirdly good, too.
Also, Ginger Dead Man.
Did I watch that one with you?
Yeah, Gary Busey.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Gary Busey.
It's like,
Jesus Christ.
So, none of the, well, with, like, very few exceptions, a lot of the Christmas horror movies are just, like, absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that good garbage.
Right.
Like, you know, so, like, Ginger Dead Man is in that, as well as, like, the Black Christmases.
Yeah. Krampus.
Even though
that's
like
one
that.
Of my, like, favorite all-time shitty horror movies.
It's so
bad, but it's so
comfortable.
Good.
But, what holiday horror movie are you most looking forward to this season?
Hmm. that is a good question.
Huh?
Did I say one earlier?
Gremlins.
Did I say Gremlins?
Oh, I thought you did.
I like Gremlins. Sure, Gremlins. I don't really, I watched just, like, normal horror movies all year round, so I guess I don't really have, like, one that gets me, like, pumped.
For a holiday?
Yeah.
I feel like Gremlins, though, is, like, that sleeper holiday movie. Like, everyone forgets that it's set during Christmas.
I watched it, and then I got a Furby, and I was afraid of my Furby. I mean, Furbies are, like, scary enough on their own, but I remember being very afraid of it after I watched Gremlins. Don't get it wet.
Don't do it. I'm really excited to watch P2.
We did like, watch that last year. That one is good.
It's so fucking good, everybody listening to us. If you have never seen P2, watch P2. And I'm literally saying, like, the letter P and the number 2. Because it's, like, set in a parking garage. Mm-hmm. And, like...
She parks on level 2.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
The parking garage attendant is obsessed with this woman. And for the holidays, he just wants to spend them with her.
Right.
So when she's leaving the office late Christmas Eve, he makes sure that she doesn't get very far. Mm-hmm. And there's just this, like, really iconic scene set to Elvis Presley's Blue Christmas that, like, is so deliciously fucked up that I am so excited to watch it.
And we weren't expecting that.
No, we were expecting a shitty movie.
And we watched it and we were like, what?
It was intense. It was really well acted. It's the one guy from American Beauty and American Horror Story Hotel, the detective guy.
Dylan? No.
No, I can see his... Who's got the faster...
His face, me, probably.
Faster texting, not texting, Googling fingers.
IMDb, searched! Got it!
What's his name?
Wes Bentley!
Wes Bentley.
I win. That, what do I win?
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
You won.
Oh, cool.
So, yes, it's like, you know, unassuming, pretty attractive dude, total creepoid.
He's, yeah, really weird.
Demented. I mean, like, oh, it's so good.
Because he's the security guard in the place, so he's got all those cameras set up, and he just watches it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ugh.
Yes. Ugh. So,
now
if
I'm
you're
trying
like...
to think of other horror movies for Christmas.
Well, because there's all the... There's the three Black Christmases.
Yeah.
So there's the one from the 1970s, which I don't think I've ever watched. 1960s yeah. or 70s. The ones... From the early 2000s, which is, like, an adaptation, but I don't know. The storyline was so wackadoo, mm-hmm. I feel like it wasn't true exactly to the first one, but I'm probably wrong.
Maybe.
Set in a sorority house, mm-hmm. so it could have fit with our episode last week.
Creepy colleges,
yes. And it's, like, they're all about to leave for Christmas break, and... They just get, like, snowbound in this house, and there's, like, a creep.
Yes. Okay, so I have seen that.
Living in the walls.
Yes.
Killing people with Christmas shit.
I blank. Anytime...
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Yeah, that one
very
was
bad.
Terrible.
The one with Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
Not a good one.
And
it got a good name.
It's hard for us to find a terrible scary movie that we actually don't like.
Yeah.
Because we normally... You know, we love the classic, like, good horror movies because mm-hmm. we're not dumb.
And then we like the B-horror movies because they're fun.
They're fun to watch.
They don't
watch.
Have to be cinematic masterpieces to be enjoyable.
But if we find a B-movie that sucks, that, it must suck.
And that is Silent Night, Deadly Night. The 2000-something version is bad.
Don't watch it. We're not saying go watch it and, like, agree with us. We're just gonna tell you to just save yourself.
Just skip it. Pass on over it.
Watch P2 again, if
yes.
you already watched it.
A part of me does want to see the new Black Christmas, because...
Like, the one that's coming out?
Yes.
That's,
it's coming out soon.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yes. And it, because it looks like...
I've been calling it Sorority Snow, because I think they slept on that title, but it's fine.
But, it's one of those movies where they definitely show you way too much in the trailer.
Right, like everything's given away. But, you know, we thought they did that with, like, Hereditary. And they didn't give us anything.
Anything.
So maybe it'll be one of those.
Maybe.
It'll be the next Hereditary.
It looks very much like they just showed us everything.
I'm already laughing.
Yeah. but I'm still probably going to see it because of my love for holiday horror movies.
Right. Yeah, I'll go.
Unfortunately, but whatever. It's we'll see fun.
It. See a matinee. It's only $5.
Yeah. Yay. That'll be fun. So, yeah. There are some Christmas horror movies for you guys to watch. If you're trying to cut back on your screen time, you know, getting ready for your, I don't know, New Year's resolution or some shit, and you'd rather read some creepy Christmas stories, there is a book that I have directly right in front of me right now that I checked out last year purely because of the name. It's called Hark the Herald Angels Scream.
Look at that cover.
Oh my god. I will put this on the Instagram page. So if you're interested in seeing the cover of Hark the Herald Angels Scream, Santa follow us on Instagram, Dead Magnolias Podcast. But yeah, it is a collection of short stories edited by Christopher Golden, and it's, like, promoted by Blumhouse. So it's, like, it's pretty legit.
I'm gonna say it's got some potential. Blumhouse is a hit-or-miss production company for me.
But, it's got, like, a bunch of short stories dealing with the holidays. I've only read a few, and they're good. It's some good,
kitschy horror.
Creepy, kitschy Christmas shit, and I eat it up. I eat it up. I love it. But if you're not into all of the fiction, I think Megan might have something for your true crime stockings, friends.
I do. I have a few stocking stuffers for you.
Ooh!
So, the first one takes place in our great state of Ohio.
Great.
I-O. We just beat Michigan. I'm putting that in there because we won, for sure. If we didn't... I just knocked on some wood. It's fine. We're recording this a little earlier than the game. I'm alright with that. I'm confident in my team.
Predictions.
So, we're gonna set the scene. It's 2009 in Parma, Ohio, which is right outside, it's a suburb outside of Cleveland. I have in my notes that the weather outside was frightful, and so were the people.
Oh my god. Keep giving me puns. Go.
So, Anthony Russo, which is also coincidentally the name of one of the brothers of the Stranger Things franchise.
Ooh,
yeah. He was arrested on January 7th around 7:30 in the morning because this weirdo tried to kidnap a 12-year-old girl.
Ugh.
So, she was on her way to school. She's walking to school. Probably fucking tired because it's 7:30 in the morning and she doesn't want to go to school.
You said January?
Yeah. Okay. So this happened right after Christmas. But it gets Christmassy in just a second. So he's in the bushes and he's calling out to her. And he's like, hey, come here. I have candy for you. So she looks over and she's like, whoa. Santa's in the bushes.
Oh my god.
No.
No.
For me. Because if I saw a bush talking to me. I didn't see somebody immediately, and I'm, like, walking, and there's a bush next to me, and it's like, hey, come here. I'm walking away. Like, I don't care if this is, like, a Moses and God moment. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Bushes don't talk.
Right. So she is like, no thanks. And she keeps walking. So Santa comes out of the bushes and is walking after her and grabs her arm, and she pulls away from him. And she gets to a local grocery store or something, mm-hmm. and manages to get somebody there to call the police. So by this time, Anthony Russo has made it onto a bus in his Santa costume, still with his bike and his sack of candy here. And the police are able to get him with his Santa suit still on. So they arrested him. They were like,
you're pretty identifiable.
Yeah. Like, you maybe should disguise yourself, whatever. So he got arrested, and I'm reading these reports, and I just start, like, I'm getting angrier and angrier and, like, kind of laughing, because I'm kind of like, what? So, I'm reading the report. He gets arrested. He's being held in the Cuyahoga County Jail, and his mom's really upset.
Okay, Karen.
So, naturally, if my kid tried to kidnap a child, my grown-ass man child tried to kidnap a, you know, child, a minor child, I'd be mad at my kid because he tried to commit a crime.
Yep.
She was devastated because her son is such a nice boy. He would never harm anyone.
Except for that time he tried to kidnap that child. Say,
sorry, Susan, your kid tried to literally snatch a girl.
pretty conspicuously.
Right. So, I was just thinking, and I was like, man, you know, I bet Santa checked his list twice, and Anthony Russo's not on there. Sorry, Karen.
Yeah, he's getting cold.
Sorry, her name is Kay. Which we're getting close with Karen. So, this is an actual quote from her that was in the news report that I found. It says, Kay Russo said her son is a good guy who would never harm anyone, and now he's suicidal. His brother just talked to him at the jail. He said he's going to watch his blood flow. Again, I'm sorry. Your kid hid in a bush and attempted to kidnap a child.
Who knows what he would have done if he had gotten her.
Well, and then it came out that he's, like, got a lot of mental issues. And yeah. I was like, even if he doesn't, like, if he wouldn't have ever done that and he was having a mental break that day, like, what happens if he would have gotten her and taken her and he's still in this, like, psychotic break?
Yeah.
And he ends up killing this kid. Like, you should be happy that your kid is in jail where he can't hurt anybody else, and he's not going to be able to hurt himself as long as there's guards on him. And if he's suicidal, he's on suicide watch. There's just so many things that I was like, why is your grown-ass man...
He's kind of in the perfect place right now.
Right.
For his own safety.
But why is mom so concerned about him and not this little girl that he almost took? Like, that just, like, that got me. So there was, like, news about him being sentenced, but I never found any other news reports on it, so it must have just been, like, a... Yeah, you're sentenced to this many days in jail and community service and you're on probation for the rest of your life. So, decided to start everybody off. I mean, she was fine. So I started everybody off on, like, a light foot before I go into my other two that will be a little bit more gruesome.
A little more treacherous.
Yeah. So, Nola, I think you'll like this one. Just because we've talked about... What movie did we watch? Where you said that if you were a serial killer...
Oh, I'd want a cool gimmick?
Yeah.
Oh, it was Urban Legend.
Yeah. So, I was thinking about this one, and I was like, man, Nola, this would probably be something she would do.
Oh, it's gimmicky.
If she were to murder anybody. She doesn't murder people that I know of.
Not yet.
Not yet. So, this one was named A Different Kind of Christmas Present. So, we have our two characters. They're real people, and they're not characters. Patty Michelle White and Michelle O'Dowd. So Patty was looking for a place to stay. She was down on her luck and eventually talked to her ex-boyfriend's aunt, who is Michelle O'Dowd.
It's a weird setup.
Right. And luckily, this angel, straight from the Lord, was like, yeah, you can stay with me. You can just do some odd jobs around my house to, like, earn your keep. I'm not going to make you pay any rent.
So kind.
I know. I was like, that was really nice. Like, I wonder why they broke up, if it was, like, this amicable thing, or if it was, like, a big thing. But it was nice that the aunt was like, yeah, you can stay with me. Like, I get it. People have hard times. So, some time goes by. Everything's fine. You know, they're living peacefully together. And then there's a period of about a week that goes by where Michelle doesn't show up to work. And her twin brother is instantly like, something is wrong. Like, I know something's wrong. She wouldn't do this. So, he goes to the house to check things out. Her car is still in the driveway. He knows where the key is. So he unlocks the door. He goes in the house. Everything's fine. Doesn't look like there's any sign of, like, an altercation. Doesn't look like there's something, like, somebody had broken in and hurt her.
Just, no foul play.
Yeah, it just looks normal. So, he's walking around the house and looking for his sister and finds all of her pets. And they're just like, we're chilling. Jay chilling. So he makes it into the living room, and everything is set up and decorated for Christmas. The Christmas tree's up, you know, lights and decorations all over the house. So he's like, well, nothing's really out of the ordinary, and then he focuses on the Christmas tree, and he's like, wait a minute, because he sees a human foot sticking out from underneath the tree.
Oh, God.
And he's like, that is odd. So he moves...
this isn't right.
He moves all of these presents, and his sister is laying there dead.
Aww.
Underneath the tree. so clearly. Calls the police because he's like, there's been a murder. I'm thinking of The Office. My Office fans, you'll know what I mean. But, so they get to the house, and the brother was like, well, it had to have been Patty. Like, she's the only person that's been living in the house with her, and she's nowhere to be found. Like, where the fuck is she at? So, found out that Patty did admit to doing this. They had gotten into some argument, and Patty tackled her and strangled her to death, and then shoved her under the tree, thinking that, you know, that would be a good hiding spot.
Real casual.
Right. So, she gets arrested. She was found in South Carolina. So, had to have been a little bit farther away from where this place, like, takes place. I don't know where it was. So, that part's fucked up enough. Like, she takes her in because she's down on her luck, and she gets repaid by being murdered.
Oh, my God. Never do nice things for anybody ever, feels like.
Yeah, just be completely selfish. Keep yourself alive. So, I thought that part was fucked up. And then I read the end of the article, and I was like, whoa. So, the night that Michelle was murdered, there was obviously a lot of screaming and a lot of yelling, because who wouldn't try to alert someone that they were trying, like, they were being murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And the police talked to Michelle's neighbors, and they all said that they heard screaming and struggling coming from the house, and just nobody called the police.
They didn't say shit?
Nothing. Like, nobody called the police, nothing. And I was like, whoa. Like, that would be one of the first things I did, because I know, like, sometimes I would be sitting at home, like, last Friday, I was, like, driving home, and I got out of the car, and I'm walking, and I heard somebody, like, raise their voice outside. It was 1:30 in the morning. And I instantly turned around, because I was like, well, is somebody, like, gonna get their ass kicked? Like, do I need to call the police?
Do I need to help?
Right. So, I looked, and then I saw that it was, like, a couple that were, you know, they were yelling at each other, but then they started laughing, so I was like, oh, so it's nothing. But it's like, I didn't even know these people, let alone have them be my neighbors, and me not try to do anything about it. So that was weird. Yeah, so that happened. And then my last story is the Texas Christmas Massacre.
Oof.
More puns.
More?
But this one, well, yeah, that is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Texas Christmas Massacre.
Oh.
It's funny when I had to explain it.
I didn't catch, I'm so sorry.
Well, we can tell what movies that Nola doesn't like. She doesn't like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I do!
Clearly not. You heard her, Leatherface. Kill her.
I'm never going to Texas. Fuck you, Leatherface.
Alright, so there was a family in Texas. I'm going to screw this last name up. But nobody's really alive from it anyway, so it's fine. Yazdanpanah.
Let me see it.
It's really long.
Point. Yazdanpanah, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So, this family was enjoying Christmas morning, or at least trying to. It was a mom, her two kids, her sister and brother-in-law, and her two nieces and nephews. Their father, like, her husband was estranged from them. She had kicked him out previously, because he was a piece of shit. So they're all opening presents, and they hear a knock at the door, and somebody goes and answers the door, and lo and behold, Dad's standing there in a Santa costume, and he's like, I'm here to make amends. Like, I want to have a good Christmas morning with you guys. Can I please come in? So
you can't turn away Santa on
Christmas
morning.
Especially on Christmas. Yeah. Like, the mom was like, yeah, you can come in for a little bit, like, open presents, have breakfast, and then you need to leave.
Mm-hmm.
So, they all go into the living room, and presumably probably are still opening presents for a moment, and the dad pulls out a shotgun and shoots everybody. Like, all six family members that were in the living room, and then he killed himself. So, that was, that part was intense. So, police arrived. Because somebody heard it and called the police.
Yes. Because that's what you do.
So they found the seven bodies. That's including the estranged father. But the website just gave this, like, graphic imagery of how they found them. They said they were scattered among the presents and ripped wrapping paper in the living room. And I was like, oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. That's just a complete perversion of, like, Christmas morning.
So it's like, this family's literally just trying to enjoy
the time holiday
together, and they all get killed because of this dad.
I've never understood people who do murder suicides.
Me either.
Like, if it's that important, why not just yourself?
Right.
Like, I'm not advocating for suicide, but, like,
why do you have to
take everybody down with you?
Right. Six people. Like, that was the worst part. And then, I mean, I can look into that and see if there was a motive. I didn't seem to find one when I was looking at it earlier.
Family drama, man.
But family drama to the max.
Yeah.
That one was just intense. And then there was a text message sent out by the aunt, or the niece, right before this guy shot all of them. And you can tell that through this text message, she's already annoyed that he showed up, because it said, ugh, now he wants to be all fatherly and win Father of the Year because he fucked up before. She sent that to one of her friends or family members right before the shootings. So that's just crazy. Like, he probably walked in and was just trying to, like, be normal. And then once their guard was down a little bit, like, that's just so crazy. I don't really like looking into true crime stuff just because it is real. It's like lives are affected by that, and that's hard. But, yeah, those are some Christmas. There was a lot of, like, weird ones just about Santas that get dressed up at, or, like, men that get dressed up as Santa and steal shit or, like, break into people's houses. There was a guy that...
Bad Santa shit.
Yeah, there was a guy that tried to break into somebody's house and got stuck in their chimney and had to be pulled out by the fire department and literally claimed that he left his backpack in the house, and that's why he was crawling down the chimney so he'd get it. Obviously, the police were like, nah, he spent 17 months in jail for that. So that's a lighthearted one after those, you know, two that were pretty dark. But, yeah, there's a lot of crime around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, like, robberies, especially, just because people are buying gifts for their families.
Yeah, there's a bunch of new stuff just waiting.
So make sure that all of your windows and doors are locked and
that your packages make it inside off of the porch in time.
And out of your car.
Yes.
Because your car will get broken into, like mine has plenty of times.
Yeah. Well, damn.
Yeah. So those are the ones that I had.
Have you ever, like, this is so totally random, but, have you ever, like, eaten a candy cane and then, like, kind of sharpened it down to a point and, like... like, accidentally stab yourself in the tongue with it, but then also, like, try to get somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, there are so many times that I, like, stuck my sister with a fucking candy cane.
Impaled her with a candy cane.
It doesn't do anything except for break and then stick to her, but...
of the episode where Dwight thinks that Michael has died because he looked up at an icicle from directly underneath of it, and Dwight is explaining... He's like, I always tell him, like, step back and look at it. And he said, no, it looks different when you look directly up. And he said, I told him one would impale him one day, and now he's not here. Like, he just, like, honestly thought he died because he was looking directly up at an icicle that was hanging. Oh, I love The Office. The Office has got some good Christmas episodes.
Mm-hmm. I, like, want to write a Christmas horror movie.
We could write a Christmas horror story.
Once
upon a time, there was a Santa.
A singular Santa.
When he took off his Santa costume, he was the Easter Bunny.
Oh, you reminded me of, oh shit, there is a horror Christmas movie that's like an anthology of sorts.
Wait,
we watched it together.
Yeah, I was gonna say we've seen it.
Yeah. That one. That one's good. I think it's called...
I'll sing some White Christmas or something. I won't do that. I sang earlier. You guys have heard enough of that.
Movie anthology. Because that one was good.
I
it
did
was
like that one.
It's corny. It reminds me very much of, like, Trick or Treat with the, like, the Samhain
mm-hmm.
one. Like, the anthology holiday movie.
I was thinking about it.
A Christmas Horror Story.
Yeah.
So there's like one scene of this like badass Santa who's like the North Pole is being like taken over by zombie elves and reindeer. And like Santa's like kicking ass. And there's a major twist in that, which you just reminded me of when you were telling your story that you wrote. No, the Santa Claus turned into the Easter Bunny.
And then he takes off his Santa costume and he's the Easter Bunny.
So
that'd be a terrifying story for me.
Yes, it would. But you reminded me of that a lot. And they've got some really cool shit in there. Where it's like not a cinematic gold or anything like that. But it's just really fun. A Christmas Horror Story.
So watch that.
Yes. It was on Netflix last year. Or 2 years ago. Oh, yeah! And the Santa Claus fights Krampus. It's so badass, guys.
The story of Krampus, honestly, do you have any facts about Krampus? Just because he's like, it's such a creepy story.
Yes.
And it's like used as a warning for children over in Europe. Like, mostly Germany. Right?
It's Yeah, it's mid-Europe, so it's like spanning anywhere from like Germany to Slavic countries to even Italy. The whole thing just kind of wanders around Europe. And there's, like, some contrasting stories, whether, like, Krampus is this own thing.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, he is St. Nicholas's, like, buddy.
Right.
Like, they travel together, and St. Nick is like, hey, good kid, here's some awesome shit. And Krampus is like, hey, bad kid.
Here's some awful shit.
Yeah, so, like... There are some countries that say, like, St. Nicholas will come, bring them a gift, and give them a golden stick.
Yeah.
And then so there's a collection of golden sticks in the house all year round.
Right.
But if the kid is bad, Krampus comes and takes the gift from St. Nicholas and leaves a silver stick. So there's... Because it's very pagan, so there's, like...
Right.
The sticks and shit come into that. Sometimes people make offerings to Krampus. Yeah. Sometimes Krampus steals bad children.
Oh, yeah. Doesn't that happen in the movie?
Yes.
Like, he takes the bad kids?
Yes.
Yeah. Watch like, Krampus. It's a deliciously fun movie.
That one happens because... Did they ruin an offering for Krampus?
I think
Or somebody stopped believing?
Yeah, there was something that started everything, but I just remember seeing what they depicted as Krampus, and it's just fucking hilarious.
Yes.
But... No, that movie's pretty good.
Yeah. I also love Toni Collette with, like, all of my heart.
She's wonderful.
So, yeah. Krampus the movie. It's just one take on it. There is so much to Krampus lore that it's, like, really hard to pin down certain aspects. But he is normally depicted similar to fucking Satan.
Right.
He's, like, this half-goat anthropomorphic thing. Like, he looks super demonic. And if you're bad, he'll steal you and, I don't know, fucking eat you or turn you into an elf or...
Something. Yeah,
something.
It's really strange. I just know that
you don't
want it. Yannick has heard the story. He said his mom never used it, but, like, he knows people that,
He's from actual Germany.
Yes.
With a name like Yannick, I'm sure you guys knew, but...
And it's J-A-N-N-I-K. So it looks like Janik. But... He knows of people in Germany where their families will use that as, like, a warning to get their kids to be good all year. Like, if you're not good, Krampus will come, and he will steal you.
Yeah.
If I heard that, I would be good forever.
One of the things I was reading about was in Italy, at the beginning of, like, December or some shit, like, they'll have a thing called a Krampus run where there are these... men dressed as Krampus, and they hide in this cave, and then when a certain thing happens, they'll run out of the cave chasing children, and if they catch you, you get, like, whips on your legs.
Interesting.
Super weird. I'm never going to Italy in December. But...
I
want
to go to Italy.
Just not in December. No. They'll whip your legs. They'll whip your legs! She dropped her vape.
Everything. No, it was my AirPods.
Oh.
It's fine.
But yeah, so we hope that you guys are getting into the Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoy creepy Christmas stuff. If you have any movie suggestions for us to watch during this holiday season, please email us at deadmagnoliaspodcast@gmail.com, or find us on Instagram. We're going to post a lot of pictures for this episode of our favorite stills from some of these movies, the book cover, which is really cool, and probably just some random creepy Christmas memes that I'll just absolutely love. So you can message us on that. Yeah, message us. Megan's really good at messaging people back. We've got friends in St. Louis now.
Yeah, Hocus Pocus Bogus podcast is the name of theirs. Give it a listen. It was really funny. I listened to about 3 episodes last weekend, and it was just a lot of fun. So, yeah, definitely give them a listen and let us know what you think.
Yeah. You follow us on Instagram and message us. We'll be best friends.
Yes, I promise. It'll happen. We get back pretty quick, back to you pretty quickly, so... I'm usually the one in charge of replying. Nola's the one in charge of putting pictures up. I tried it once, and I failed, so.
You didn't fail.
Yeah, we weren't great.
So, yeah, keep an eye out for us. We hope you have a very merry, scary Christmas.
Happy holidays. I was going to try to come up with something funny.
Merry Creepmas.
I was going to say, nope. I lost it again.
Oh, God. If you don't come up with a good one, Krampus will steal you.
Happy horror days.
Okay, that was close to, like, Happy Honda days, but I'll take it. All right, friends, stay spooky.
Bye.